didn't know how many timeouts were there at the end of the first half, and he took a sack. When you can't take a sack with 10 seconds and no timeouts at the 3-yard line, he said he thought they had another one. Anyone else would be absolutely getting destroyed for that, given the go-to pass there. And then the supposed go coach, for some reason, thinking that Ryan Tannehill on a half a leg is going to throw an 80-yard Hail Mary. So that's where I'm at with the most surprising things. That's not something you see every day.
And I agree with you, at least on what happened. Can you explain to me what the hell Gronk was doing out there?
I just told you, apparently, the supposed greatest coach of all time thought that they were going to throw a Hail Mary from 80 yards out.
Or that he thought that Ryan Tannehill was going to do that. But even now, with the condition that Gronk is in, I'm not sure he's in the – I mean, you could tell he's banged up. Is he really going to bat down
a
Hail Mary? It's not 2000.
Yeah, I mean, he's huge. He can box people out. I mean, he's still an ogre. Don't do that. I'm not mad at him being in for a Hail Mary, but I just don't understand why.
I need Jason McCourty out there. I don't know. It's funny because everybody in Miami that
I mean, you want Gerald
McCourty.
You want McCourty. You want McCourty in a jump ball situation over Gronk? I can't co-sign that.
Well, you should have known it wasn't a jump ball situation because he wasn't going to throw it 60, 70 yards, whatever it was. You know that Tannehill can't even throw it that far. I'm not sure that Gronk can jump. Have you watched Gronk play lately? I'm not even sure the man can jump.
I mean, Gronk was killing them. Gronk killed them that game. It's not like he was ineffective. Gronk was destroying them.
Athleticism, like he used to have, it's not the same.
I mean, I'm just saying he's 6'5", 275. I'm all right for him in a Hail Mary, but I don't know why. I mean, all I can figure is that's just their, like, end-of-game package, and Gronk just ran out there. They didn't think twice about it. It is split second. That's really all I can think. Like, that's just the call.
Yeah, I think it's just what they normally do, so they went along with it. But just given the situation, you got to know that's a lateral situation. And even that, it still was a miracle. It's also a miracle that no one had a penalty.
It ain't no bigger miracle, man.
There's a lateral that messes up or somebody's down or something. Illegal
well,
block.
I mean, there was a lot of things that just didn't make sense. They rushed five. So now you got only seven people back there. Six people back there. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that didn't add up, if you want to be honest, that made them. So.
Do you think it's some sign of a greater decline? Also, I think they're 2-4 on the road this year. So there are things that traditionally aren't associated with the Patriots that we've seen this year.
Yeah, for sure. I think Brady's been pedestrian at best this year. Everyone wants to talk about Rodgers, but Brady just straight up has been bad. He was good yesterday, but in general, he has not been very good this year. I definitely think you can point and say this is a sign of things to come.
Yeah, I don't
but
think.
Do I think that
like
mean they won't be in the
third.
AFC?
Go ahead.
Yeah, do I think that mean they won't be in the AFC Championship game with a chance to go to the Super Bowl? No. What I do respect about the Patriots is they saw the decline and they said, all right, we're not leaving Brady out to dry. And Brady has as many weapons, if not more, than anyone in the National Football League. I think they have the most weapons on offense of anyone, by far, with Gronk back. Like, you're talking Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman, Gronk, James White, Sonny Michel. Like, that is – what more could you possibly ask for?
I mean, has Josh Gordon really been that big a factor?
Absolutely. Josh Gordon's balling.
Can you blame Brady for that?
I mean, he can't throw the ball past 40 yards.
I had to correct myself. They're 3-4 in the road, so I had to correct myself a little bit. But for them, not a good road record.
Brady can't throw the ball past 20 yards. What do you want Gordon to do?
There we go. Brady's just fine. I mean,
is Brady throwing the ball well deep this year? Brady's throwing the ball well deep this year?
Not deep, no. But overall, I mean, he's had a good season. He's hit Josh a couple times this year. I mean, what do you want, Josh? Probably.
I mean, Josh.
Play,
I don't know
what
you want from
do.
Josh. He's playing. I don't know what you want from Josh. He's playing very, very well. His catch percentage is great. I mean, he's 96 yards, 58, 70, 81, 130, 100. Like, what do you want from him? He's doing what he's supposed to do. How's he playing well? I mean,
he played good yesterday. He had 358 against the Vikings, 570 against the Jets. I mean, you know, setting the world on fire here, man. That's what they need.
What is he supposed to do? It's not like he's not getting – I mean, he can't throw the ball to himself. They're not stretching it vertically. They're stretching the field vertically?
Not as much as they should, probably.
Not at all. And he's a big play receiver. I'm just saying. You're saying Josh – I'm naming weapons, and you're acting like Josh Gordon ain't a valid weapon. He's been good.
It's not the guy who was in Cleveland 2-3 years ago. It's not the same guy, man. Even if you passed back then, the ball on the 10-yard slant, he was going to make something happen.
But they're not really getting him on 10-yard slants either. That's not just how they're not using him like that. I mean, he has a 77 pro football focus rate, and he's playing well.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want.
He doesn't have a 90. I mean, that's what I'm looking for and expecting an elite receiver when I hear Josh Gordon.
I didn't say he was an elite receiver.
In the NFL.
I didn't say he was
What's that?
Elite receiver. I said they got weapons, and you said, is Josh Gordon a weapon?
But I'm saying
I'm like, what?
I'm expecting. I mean, we got
40
catches.
You're expecting that? The guy that said he can't play in the league? You expecting that the guy that said he can't play in the league after a couple years off? You expecting it? Come on, man. I don't think anyone's expecting Josh Gordon to be top five when he went for a fourth-round pick.
You said 1 for 17, 2 for 32, 2 for 50. Well, that was 1 for 17. 2 for 32, 2 for 50, 5 for 42, 4 for 100.
You counted Cleveland?
5 for 130.
Come on, you counted Cleveland? You counted Cleveland?
I took it back. 1 for 17. I took it back.
I mean,
you know,
he's good in the offense.
Sure
week five.
Edelman is a product of the system, clearly.
How's that clear?
That Edelman is a product of their system?
Yeah, why is that clear?
Because I've watched them play.
They
use him perfectly. I'm not saying that's a supreme talent within their system. He's valuable. I'm not saying that's a supreme talent or weapon that he has. It's so great.
The guy gets open and runs after
Brady.
The catch.
I'm glad.
He gets open and runs after the catch. He gets open and runs after the catch.
It's their system. It's their scheme.
He's a slot receiver. Then how come they struggle? How come Brady struggled when he was out then? How come there's a noticeable decline when he's out then? You can plug and play.
Brady won MVP last year. He didn't play.
It's a noticeable decline.
Brady got scarred in December because he's old. But he won the MVP last year, and Edelman was out the whole season.
Has Brady been good this year?
Let's move on to the – go ahead. What?
Has Tom Brady been good this year?
I mean, how do you define good? I wouldn't say he's bad, but he hasn't been to the Tom Brady standard, no.
Has he been to a Pro
Definitely
Bowl level standard?
The Tom Brady standard, I have not seen.
Has he been
Tom
to a
Brady
Pro
standard?
Bowl level
no.
standard? Has he been to a Pro Bowl level standard? All NFL level quarterbacking, is he playing that way? Yes or no?
Definitely not an all pro, no. But Pro Bowl and AFC, maybe.
Maybe.
I have to look very closely.
He's out playing Phillip Rivers.
He's not above Rivers. They get three or whatever. They used to do it like that. They get three. So Mahomes, Rivers, who else in the AFC that's better than him? Matt Roethlisberger.
Probably Roethlisberger at this point. Brady got like a 98 quarterback rating. He's down to about 60.
He's down
to about
65%.
65% he don't throw past. Time out. 65% he don't throw past 20 yards. How you 65%?
23 and 8, man. 23 and 8 is fine. 63%. I mean 65%. 65.6. 23 and 8.
And that's after a great game yesterday. But he don't throw for more than 20 yards. That need to be up
closer
to
67.
QBR
70. You know, it's just not a time. This is bad.
That's average.
No, that's The quarterback rate is 98.2. He should definitely have an over 100 quarterback rate. That's a little sign right there. That's
what I'm saying, man.
Quarterback rate. Quarterback
what I'm
rate,
saying, man.
QBR 70. All right, let's move off it. Whatever. What did we learn about the Bears and what did we learn about the Rams last night?
Nothing. What you knew? The Rams are a 55 team that's playing in the cold at night. That ain't going to work. The Bears got a good defense. I mean, I wasn't shocked by any result yesterday. People are like, oh, that's all you got to do to them. It ain't that simple. It ain't that easy. They'll be fine. They'll have home field. Or if they don't have home field, they'll be playing the Saints on turf. And that team looks a lot different. I wouldn't be concerned at all.
What did we learn about the Bears?
That they have a good defense and that they battle with Mitchell Trubisky. I think that was a good defensive performance, but I didn't think it was some amazing defensive performance. I thought Goff looked noticeably out of sync. And as I said, I don't know how them Cowboys been playing winter Chicago weather at night. So I don't think we learned anything crazy about either of those two teams, in my opinion.
You don't think Goff looked out of sync because of what they were doing on defense?
I would say that the entire team looked out of sync and not just Goff. I think some pressure got to him, but it wasn't like they were bringing the kitchen sink or anything. I saw him have some time to throw and make uncharacteristic throws. Unless they were doing something different that I didn't see. I didn't see anything. I didn't see.
You think
like
they gave Gurley the ball
pressure
enough? I think he had like 8
of course
carries.
Not. Of course not, but I don't
ever
think
they
gave
like a game flow kind of thing. Honestly,
it seemed like they just weren't that invested in winning. It looked like they mailed it in once it got hit in the mouth, coaches included. Like, that's a game where you give Ty Gurley 30 touches and you rely on your defense as well and you don't put the ball in Goff's hands to try to win it for you. But they didn't seem willing
to
do
it. It's cold
it
out there, man.
I didn't see
it. It was really
I didn't
cold
see Gurley involved.
There.
I know. I didn't see Gurley involved.
It was really cold.
Game. If they're getting pressure
yeah,
and just shooting
rare
up field, not one screen. And Gurley's involved in the passing game all the time. So, you know, it didn't look like they was willing to do everything it took to win. It looked like, let's get out of here healthy, call it a day.
Do you think, I guess this answers the question, but you could still talk about it. We haven't had great games in the last month or so, but do you think a little bit of bloom has come off the rose of Jared Goff? Because at the beginning of the year, we were like, okay, it's not just McVay. But now he's got to have a bad game. So like maybe it is McVay mostly again.
I mean, I think a lot of quarterbacks have trouble when it gets cold and you go on the road. Where are we seeing him have these hiccups at? It's not against the Chiefs. It's not against the Saints. It's
definitely not
at
against
the Bears.
We saw his last two games, 51%, 207 yards. He had a 19 quarterback rating last night, 45%, 180 yards. Two games on the road, Lions have a dome. So those are two pretty bad games.
Negro is still cold in Detroit. It just ain't right.
Don't they have the dome still?
Man, he's cold outside, bro. His hands got to unthaw. Man, Cali boys.
Walk from the hotel to the stadium.
Cali boys sensitive,
man. Is
that
what you're saying?
Yes.
If he's that soft. If he's that
okay
California.
All right. Now look at his three bad games in Denver, cold as hell. 50%, no TDs, one interception. Detroit, cold as hell. 51%, one TD, one interception. Chicago, cold as hell. 45%. So that's two TDs and eight interceptions in the cold cities. And the rest of the games are pretty darn good.
Small,
the rest of the games are pretty darn good.
About. So for December, I guess these are the two games. He only played two games in December. He's 37-77, 387 yards, 48 completion percentage, average of five a throw, and one touchdown and five interceptions, 40 quarterback rating. So maybe it's cold. It probably is cold, like you said. But
I mean, look what
he played in the cold. You're gonna have some games
I'm
where
just
it's
saying,
cold.
Look.
look what he did the four games before that against playoff teams, you know?
Yeah, as long as you got the home field advantage or as long as you got the well, he had a good game against he played
exactly.
good against New Orleans. He played well against Seattle, and he played well against Kansas City. And he's slowing down now.
But those are home games.
New Orleans is
those
like,
are home games.
New Orleans is bad. Well, it's hard to play in the dome, but the conditions are favorable.
Yeah, I'm just saying, man. I think he's gonna be fine. They're gonna get home games.
Now we're gonna talk about the Cowboys. Was this a breakthrough? Well, is this the year that the Cowboys break through and at least win two playoff games and maybe get to the conference finals?
Hell no. What would make you think that? They beat a
one,
pretty
six in
solid
a row,
Philly
seems
team.
To be on the roll.
They
got the formula
they
back
beat a pretty,
again. Zeke's playing well. We got Cooper. Dak seems like he can make enough plays to win sometimes, you know. He's looked better. He's not great, but he's looked better.
I saw them beat a pretty sorry Philly team at home and overtime. That ain't impressed me. That Saints win was very impressive, but I've been telling y'all the Saints Fugazi. They almost lost to Tampa yesterday. I'm not saying they're trash or nothing, but I'm not like overly impressed either. I think saying they're gonna win two games is a bit optimistic, in my humble opinion.
I mean, the defense. What's different this year is that the defense is legit, and that can carry the defense, which I said at the beginning of the season, that the defense is going to be the strength of the team. And that, to me, can travel anywhere. And I'm not being a homer. I asked the question. I don't think that that's going to happen, but I think it's possible. I think there's a 35-40% chance of it happening.
So there's a 40% chance they're going to beat the Rams or Saints on the road?
Say that again.
There's a 40% chance they're going to beat either the Rams in L.A. or the Saints in the Dome.
I didn't say that. I just said there's a 40% chance that they
can
do it.
Winning two playoff games
right now, what are we, the three seed?
No, that's what winning two
playoff games
is. That's
four?
What winning two playoff games is. That's what winning two playoff games is beating
the
Rams
or
Saints at home. It don't matter. You still got to beat the Rams or Saints at home.
Well, look, if we play the Rams, we got a shot. If he played a
40% chance,
he got a shot. With that defense,
a 40% chance
for the Rams. We would give him a game.
You got a 40% chance.
You already saw what we did to Seattle. I mean, we already saw what we did to New Orleans. Of course, it'd be a little different in the dome, but you already saw we got potential to beat New Orleans. Not potential. You already saw we beat them. We dominated the game. So I'm gonna say that we got a 40% chance to beat either one. Yes.
I'll take that bet.
That's not horrible. I mean, that's 40% chance means still 60% to lose.
A 40% chance means that those teams will be minus 160 on the money line against y'all.
I'm not going by Vegas. I'm just going by how I view the thing. I'm not going by Vegas odds or whatever. I'm saying
I'm gonna go by my logic and say y'all got a 4% chance of winning two playoff games.
And who knows if we would play? Who knows if we would play if we
the
won
Rams
one,
are the
thing.
You know what I do know?
No,
hold on. You know what I do know? Wait a second. You know what I do know? Let me tell you what I do know. That Jason Garrett gonna be on the sidelines, and he ain't gonna never win two playoff games under any circumstance, no matter the team, no matter the opponent. Okay.
It's definitely a tough year for Jason Garrett. When you got two, I think. The Rams and the Saints are very legit. I don't think the Bears are an easy out. Who else would be the other team that won the division? The Bears, the Saints, and then who else? Oh, that's four.
The Bears, Saints, Rams,
and
y'all.
Wild card, you're looking at Minnesota. Maybe Green Bay gets back in it. Who else would it be? Minnesota, Green Bay. The Eagles are basically out of it. Minnesota, Green Bay.
Panthers, maybe. Maybe the Panthers.
Carolina's out of it. Who?
The Panthers,
who's
maybe.
That?
They reeling, but they ain't out of it. The Panthers are.
That's nasty.
They ain't out of
it's
it. They ain't out of it. They ain't out of it.
Minnesota's beatable. What, on a scale of 1 to 10 from yesterday's game, how bad was the officiating?
Seven. I mean, I hear Cowboys fans saying they made some bad calls against us too. Yes, but y'all would be doing a little much with that. They made bad calls against us too. Not only did they call a touchdown back on them, but the first play of the game, they robbed them of getting the ball at the 20. So, I mean, I don't want to hear that it was equal, but it was bad on both sides.
They scored still, even though they called a playback. And they gave them every penalty on that drive to make up for it. They definitely did. They called that roughing. They called something else. They definitely made up for missing that call. I mean, the boy shouldn't have put his hand up. Like, he didn't even push off. He put his forearm. He pushed his forearm. And the guy was bumping it. What are you supposed to do? How are you supposed to get loose? The man's name was Dallas. I mean, but they still scored, man. The only bad play was the fumble. And you know what? I looked at it. I mean, it happens, man. Come on. The refs are just getting warmed up. Kind of thing happens.
I'm ashamed of you for saying that. Like that. Getting warmed up.
They were getting warmed up. Nobody ready for a fumble on the first play, the refs. Nobody ready for that, man. They just getting warmed up, stretching and stuff.
Can't believe this mess you
spewed. Stuff, trying to get them their stuff, whereabouts about them, man. Get their whereabouts.
I will say the better team won though.
Exactly. So it was fine, man. And they talking about the, and Dak tried to mess it up. Honestly, Dak tried to mess that game up so bad. Dude was so covered on the slant. And he still threw it. Like, what are you doing? And then they know the slant was coming. That's bad play calling. Cooper had to call his own route, call his own number. They wanted him to run a stop route. Like, you're right, man. I'm taking it down to 30% now. Never mind.
He threw that joint like it was a fade.
I don't even know. It kind of worked because he threw it, like, behind him a little bit. But – they knew the slam was coming.
The dude jumped it.
Dak didn't know it was going to be covered. It was bad.
He jumped it. I mean, it was bad.
It was really bad. What happened to Philly this season? Like, no matter what, I know you thought they were trash, but I thought they had too much talent to look like this.
I mean, half the talent hurt, though. Alshon was hurt half the season. The defense banged up. Wentz was coming back from injury, an ACL tear. It take you a little bit to get back from that. Like, I mean, I think people were just very, very, like, a little bit too just, oh, okay, giving them a pass for stuff. Like, all that stuff was just going to fall into place with no issues. Like, that's a lot to fall in place with no issues.
I thought the defensive line was going to be so dominant that it would make up for a lot. And Carson wouldn't be perfect, but I mean, I thought like 10-6, 11-5. I didn't see this coming. I really didn't. I thought the secondary, a lot of injuries in the secondary. They didn't have Sproles last year, but I think they didn't have him last year. But I think if he had played this year, you saw what he did to Dallas. I think he had played this year. The offense would have been a lot better. The running back got hurt. The guy got hurt, so they had no running game. So I think a lot of it was injuries, and then a lot of his motivation from the Super Bowl hangover. I think that's a legit thing.
I agree with it. I mean, and again, once you're injured and, like, you're trying to do all that stuff injured, it's just different in my opinion. So, that's a real thing, man. It's a real thing that was going through, and people weren't giving it enough attention that was going to be a steep hill to overcome.
I agree. The Patrick Mahomes throw that he made on Sunday, is there anybody on earth that can make that play besides him? I'm not sure Aaron Rodgers can go through that.
You want to know the great part?
What's that?
Which one? Which one?
This is true. I'm talking about the 4th-and-9 scramble where he threw it all the way back across the field to Tyreek Hill. But yeah, the no look pass is kind of weird. There was a couple plays in there where he's really scary. And I knew he could do this, but I didn't know he could do this the first time he ever played, the first season he ever played. I had no clue.
I mean, I knew he could do it first season ever played. I just thought there would be way more mistakes than there are.
Yeah, that's what I mean by not. I'm talking about the way he's played overall, not the throws, but the way he's just played is just ridiculous.
Because I knew this was coming. I just thought that there were going to be so many more mistakes. I thought it was going to look
way more like
the Rams game on a consistent basis than what it's looked like. Like, yesterday was flawless. Like, what's there to complain about?
He threw a big 12. That's what I call him, big 12 interceptions. He threw one. And they were coming at him. But also, to his heart, he's so gritty. He was gritty in that Los Angeles Rams game. They beat him. They came at him again. And even when you come at him and he makes a couple mistakes, he recovers and plays better after he makes the mistake. He doesn't wallow. Like, he keeps coming, which is impressive.
Yeah, man, that was impressive. That was impressive-ish that was transpiring, man. I was thoroughly impressed. I don't know. I don't know what else to say, man. That man's a bad, bad man, and that ain't really stoppable, man, because they had that play so covered. Like, you couldn't have handled that better than they handled that.
It was very good defense by the Ravens. That's the thing, too. Somebody on the page had nerve enough to say it was system. Like, he's being well coached, but there are three or four plays a game where he does something spectacular or really good. And that that's the whole point of moving on from Alex Smith, is that he can do things outside of the system. That's what's great about Patrick Mahomes. Not that I should give anybody serious consideration that says he's system, but I just wanted to point out how good Mahomes was.
Yeah, I'd like to know what the heck that system is, because a lot of that in the dirt and
throw the ball 40 yards across your body system. Being able to throw the ball 80 yards and look like you're not even trying, that's a great system. All right, and this is our not necessarily our most contentious team, because we kind of agree, but we never agree about who should take the most blame. Let's play the blame game. Ben and Mike Tomlin, what are your percentages for the blame of just the Steelers being mediocre in this three-game losing streak?
Um, 89% Ben, 11% Mike Holmes.
Stop it. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Is it?
Tomlin didn't even put the man back in for 2.5 possessions after he came back from an injury. I don't care what you think of Ben. Something that Josh Dobson alien-looking dude cannot play. What is your serious number, man? Chill out.
Ben Roethlisberger and wins has 105 quarterback rating, 18 TDs. Ben Roethlisberger and losses has a 90 quarterback rating, 9 TDs, and 4 interceptions. I mean, he averaged when they lose. He's good when they win. When he plays like a Hall of Fame quarterback, it's always been this way. He does dumb things. You saw that throw last weekend. There is no excuse for anybody in the NFL to make that one throw he made last weekend. That joint where he just threw straight up. You know what I'm talking about on Monday, where he threw that ball straight to
man.
He lofted
it
to him.
And he just threw it like the guy wasn't there. And it and the guy was there, but he chucked it up there. I mean, it's still the three-game losing streak. You can't lose to the Raiders, man. Where's your defense? Where's your – and part of this is
Ben 0-3 against the Raiders. Ben 0-3 at the Raiders.
Where's your preparation?
Good or bad.
Where's the preparation?
That man trash.
40-11. That's the straight-up record of 10 double-digit favorites since they've been keeping books or whatever. That's the record of double-digit favorites over time. Out of those 11, Mike Tomlin's lost 4. Like, when their teams are the overwhelming favorite, they lose. They come out flat. It's not just Ben. They make mistakes that are just ridiculous that shouldn't happen. It's not just Ben. So if I'm doing it, I'm giving it, 55-45. Because Ben does some dumb stuff. He never takes blame for what he does. It was a really horrible pass. I guess that was the Denver game. He came out talking about James Washington and Antonio Brown. And Ben doesn't take responsibility. But ultimately, it's Tomlin's responsibility to coach Ben better. Or do something, man. It's ridiculous. And they had the whole team on lockdown and not acting foolish like this, like they always do.
How many of those did Ben lose, though?
Say it again.
How many of those double digits did Ben lose?
He was in the game. But how come the defense is never good? Like, can we get the defense to be good? Like, I don't understand why.
The defense.
Isn't that what Tomlin's going to be good at?
It's pretty hard to be good on a consistent basis when you can't depend on your quarterback not to throw the ball to the other team or fumble.
Can we devise some game plans that maybe might limit what Ben can do
not
or
for
what
Ben
has
for
Ben to
Robinson,
do?
No.
Like
you watch it.
Coach,
you watch
man.
It. What do you mean? He does what he wants. What games are you watching? You're telling me
well,
it's
the coach
fault when Ben
you
is.
You got to sit him down. Ben. Sit him down, man.
You just said he can't sit him down because he sat him down for another possession. Let him think about how he was playing, and now he can't sit him down. You tell me which one is
it. I'm talking about over the years. Whose fault is it they have Josh Dobson or Josh Dobbs?
You think they're letting the black man choose his own people?
I know he got to say. And Josh Dobbs.
No, you don't.
Because he's horrible. You do not know that he has a say.
You don't know he has a say.
Every head coach gets to look at the scout. Well, not by a say, that means he gets to have an opinion. And if he came out strong and said his dude sucks, it'd be taken into consideration. I know how war rooms
they
work.
That ain't how it work when you a special team. This is your back, Will.
He been a coach for 10, 15 years. He gets to say what his opinion
is. I'd have you know Pittsburgh is 7th. I repeat, 7th in the league in total defensive yards allowed.
Man, that got to be some sort of misprint. Let me look at Pro Football Focus or DVOA or something. That's got to be some kind of – I mean, yards, man, that's not what we're going by anymore.
You want to know why they're 15th and points allowed? Because Ben throws the ball to another team.
That's not helping, man. That Ben definitely doesn't help. I think we covered that adequately. All right, final topic. The wild card. The last spot basically has four teams that have a chance. We got Tennessee, Indy, Baltimore, and Miami's like a dark horse, even though they're not that far out. Who do you have the most faith in?
You know who I got the most faith in?
Oh, God.
What do you mean? You ain't seen that performance that man put on yesterday keeping his team in the game?
I saw another turnover. I saw that he's got like six fumbles and like four touchdowns. I saw that.
That one won't his fault. That's on Harbaugh. Why are you trying to throw the ball at the 20 in a 2-minute world zone when y'all run the ball 70% of the time? What part of you thinks that it's a good idea?
Did he think Lamar was going to do that?
Like, at least spread him out, run a quarterback draw, see if he can pick up 20 yards. Then, all right, I'm with you. But you're going to just sit back there and make him try to change the protection at the line?
Look, that's part of the limitations. I'm sorry that you got to put this dude in a booster seat to have him play football. That's part of the limitations. You need to score right there, man.
He's a rookie.
Yeah,
you don't change who you are. You don't completely change who you are. They run the ball 65% of the time. Like, you don't just change who you are.
Passing the ball. He's a liability.
If he's such a liability,
ball,
a why they win when he play? He ain't that big of a liability if they winning. It's working.
They win Sunday? Did they win Sunday?
Were they supposed to? Would anybody have won that game? Tell me the other quarterbacks that are going
to
go into Kansas City and win. No, tell me the other quarterbacks that's going to – yeah, that's realistic of a rookie to go in Arrowhead against that Chiefs team and win. The fact they win the game was on his back and the defenses.
They're not going to keep winning. Even if they win this year, next year people are going to catch up.
What do you
it.
Mean?
You know this can't
how are you going? How are you going to come away?
I saw them in the full house backfield yesterday. They were in a full house backfield, man.
And he probably. But how are you going to walk away from that game in Arrowhead more discouraged about them and their viability?
Because he's
then
got
nothing,
like 8 turnovers and 4 touchdowns.
He doesn't have 8 turnovers.
The defense is balling out. The defense was balling out.
But the defense was balling out before he got on the field. The defense was balling before he got on the field. I'm going to keep telling y'all that y'all keep refusing to acknowledge the fact that having a person that can move the chains and keep your defense off the field with their legs contributes to your defense balling. They have a direct correlation.
It's a good combination, but how long is it a long-term combination? Because every quarterback like that has a shelf life.
If he can stay healthy.
If they can, you're not going to survive in the NFL running the ball 66% of the time. They could catch
him.
Maybe if he could stay healthy. But we know with that frame, he's not. Come on, man.
I think they got a lot of other stuff that they can do within the offense that people kind of ignore, if I'm going to be honest. Like, I think they got more stuff to their game.
Well, I think
you saw it yesterday. He threw for two touchdown passes. You saw it yesterday. He threw for two touchdown passes.
He did.
Like, he had to go down there and get a game-winning score. He had to go down there and march down and get a game winning score, and he did that. Now, can he do it under 2 minutes? No. Huh?
No. Well, you know, that's a problem. There's going to be some games under 2 minutes for the rest of the season. So, you got the Ravens.
And they need to run the football. They need to run the football and play for overtime.
Let's go through the other teams. Indianapolis, do you have any faith in them?
Oh, and I'd like to say that I have the Steelers in the wild card because Ben is trash and the Ravens going to catch them.
They might miss the playoffs. They're only a game, well, a half a game because of the tie ahead of them. What do you think of the Colts, 7-6?
Luck's balling. I believe in them more than I believe in the Titans, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of faith in the Titans. It was a Thursday game, and Jacksonville definitely packed it in.
A long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know why they played the Colts so hard that one day, but, yeah, they packed it in, and that was ridiculous. I know Henry had a 99-yard run, but that was the least amount of effort I ever seen on a big run from another team. It's pretty sad.
He's a big boy, man. I ain't with it either. We ain't got no playoff chance. I'm all right.
I mean, you're trying to go high on a dude that big and not I don't know what's going on. And then the Dolphins. The Dolphins, they keep winning. They're 7-6, and nobody really talks about them. And they're really – well, they're pretty good at home, but we kind of ignore them and laugh at them and say they don't have a chance, but they right there in there.
Yeah, I mean, I like what's happening, man.
I don't know how they win games, but, I mean, I guess the defense is bad. Tannehill's played all right. So, you know, they're up there. But I definitely think – it seems like the Ravens are the best of these teams, but I wouldn't – I like Indianapolis. I like what they had going. And they beat the Texans. So that's a big deal. Texans had a 9-game winning streak, and they beat the Texans. And I think they have as good a chance as any if they can protect the quarterback. Too bad they play the Dallas Cowboys this week. Too bad for them.
I got the I'm going to take the Colts in that one.
Anything else you got to get off your chest before we go?
I like to get off my chest that we need to talk about some things. There are a bunch of frauds running around, and I'm telling y'all the frauds. Mark it down, circle it, do whatever you want. The New Orleans Saints have a 0% chance to win the Super Bowl. 0. Right? Tell whoever you want about it. 0.
That was the Saints?
The Chargers. Chargers. Frauds.
Okay.
Dallas Cowboys. Frauds.
I agree with that. Even though Pittsburgh ends up not even being good. The other wins, I mean, it's questionable. They just lost. Who did they lose to a couple weeks ago? They just lost to Denver. I don't trust Phillip Rivers. That was a good comeback. But the more we see from Pittsburgh, how could you still believe in the Chargers? That it might end up being the NFC. But of anybody that I can think of.
They're not getting the second seed over Kansas City. You crazy.
Kansas City would get the number one seed. Pacers might fall out.
No, they in their division.
Oh, yeah, they can't get it. This is true. I made a mistake.
So they,
yeah, the Patriots, yeah,
so
they're not
going to
get over Kansas.
They about to go – they'll go on the road and play the Texans. I mean,
But they're only one game behind. Kansas City's a little banged up, and they play the Chargers this Thursday night, but it is at Kansas City, so that definitely favors Kansas City. But Kansas City's a little banged
up. If Kansas City goes in there – I mean, if the Chargers go in there and beat Kansas City, then I will publicly apologize to them, not to Rivers, but to Keenan Allen, Melvin Gordon, and
Bosa and Ingram.
Bosa, and what's his name? The good black dude on the line. I apologize to him too.
Melvin Ingram.
Ingram. That's the only people I'm apologizing to, though.
Rivers
and the coach.
Well.
And the coach.
Why are you
hating
on
the coach,
Rivers?
Black coach. Huh?
Why are you hating on Rivers?
Man, come on, man. You don't play with me. No, come on, bro. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. Yeah, I know. And the Toronto Raptors were good the last 3 years before they got Kawhi. I mean, we've seen the movie, all right? Don't tell me. Don't try to get me to go see Taken 6, bro, telling me that they really got captured. I've seen it. I don't need to see Taken 6.
They go to Kansas City. They play Baltimore, then they're at Denver. Not an easy schedule. 10-3, not an easy schedule. I see two.
I got them 11-5. I got them 11-5 in the season.
You think they're going to lose two of the last? So they're losing to Baltimore? They're home against Baltimore. Well,
how that team going to beat Baltimore? You explain to me how that squad going to beat Baltimore.
Sack Lamar Jackson and strip him about 8 times.
Man, it must be two Lamar Jackson. He ain't throwing 8 times. I don't know how you're stripping him.
They can rough him up, something. Denver is actually a tough out. End of the season, nothing to lose. They just want to screw him. That might be the way. Denver maybe.
How did Denver lose to us? That is a horrible loss. We literally have one weapon. How you not guard Kendall?
I was listening to the Sharps, a really big good betting show, and basically Denver has gotten so many turnovers in the last 4 weeks during this streak. Basically, it had to go the other way. They can't win without the turnovers. So they didn't get any turnovers, and they won the road, and they didn't win. And they let, I want to say Kerry Kittles, but George Kittle had 200-some yards and 2 touchdowns in the first half. That's not good.
But I guess my question would be, why are you not turning Mullins over?
That's a good question. No matter what, he's not good, so he should be turned over. You're right. And then we got the Steelers. You were talking about the Steelers. Steelers go to New England. No. They're home against New England, which is good because New England struggle on the road. They have to go to New Orleans. And, you know, they beat Cincinnati, but end of the game, they're home against Cincinnati. Who knows? You know, they're only 7-5-1. They need to win 2 of those games at least. And they play New England and New Orleans back-to-back. That's tough.
It's not easy at all, in my opinion. They got a tough road, so we'll see.
And New England is going to be pissed off. Road or not, they own the Steelers. And after that, I can't imagine how focused they're going to be. So that definitely is tough. I could see them missing, but I feel like Tomlin's going to circle the wagon. And I don't know how they're going to beat New Orleans. Maybe they beat New England. I don't know. New England's 9-4. They already clinched, but maybe it's just not the year for New England. I don't know.
I could see it being over for them, man. I ain't going to lie to you. I could see it being over.
You think Mike Tomlin gets fired if they don't make the playoffs?
Yes, he has to go if they don't make the playoffs.
I don't know. I feel like the Steelers just don't do that, and they just like their continuity.
But I got to say, man, the way they True. You allowed one. The way they started the season, I think it's just too bad, man. I know they got on their little run, but there's something to be said for continuity.
Like, this should still be the run.
On
the run should still be going. They definitely should
people
have lost
on
the
same page.
That was a giveaway game.
No
they
way they should have
lost
to the Chargers.
Yesterday.
Nope, they shouldn't have lost either of those games. And those are close games. And that's when I'll give you some Mike Tomlin stuff, because some of those close game stuff, like, he's got to find a way to make sure they win one of those games in the close game. Like, some of that's on him.
Preparation and game management is on him. All hate to go Terry Bradshaw, but he's all motivation, man. Game.
No,
he's
not.
He's
action. I know you saw that man trip. Yeah, like you ain't see him treat James Jones.
Do what?
That's an action. I know you saw him trip Jacoby Jones 2 years, 3 years ago. Like, he's ready to do anything.
That's an in-game adjustment, right?
He's ready to do anything for the W. He's ready to do anything for the W, man.
Before we go, and it's not football related, but what's going on with the Bulls? You got any intel about what's going on with the Bulls? Tell me they didn't want to go to practice.
There's a little bit of mutiny on the team. A little bit of mutiny on the team behind the treatment of the established stars. I'm not sure who the established stars.
They have established stars.
But that's
Lawrence,
what I heard.
Lawrence, whatever his name is.
I don't know, man. They ain't like how they was being treated. I guess that's who they talk about.
They have
long
practices or something.
Well, yeah.
That's pretty bad. All right, folks. That's all we got. I want to mention to Steph Curry and the moon landing. Thanks for doing the show, brother.
All right. Sounds good, man.
All right. We out, folks.